The worst-kept secret in Sault Ste. Marie is finally official. Juliette Lamour, an 18-year-old Algoma University student, is the mystery winner of one of the largest jackpots in Lotto 649's history. After weeks of rumors, the lucky lady revealed herself this morning during a press conference at the Sault headquarters of the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG, where she stepped forward as the ticket holder for the $48 million gold ball draw held on January 7. At 18, the lifelong Sault resident is the youngest winner of such a huge jackpot. In fact, her winning ticket was the first she'd ever purchased. Lamour's $48 million haul also ranks among the largest ever 649s prizes. The biggest, $64 million, was awarded in 2015. "I didn't believe it," Lamour said, when asked about her initial reaction. "It felt so surreal. I was just in so much shock. I didn't know how to react." Lamour recently turned 18, the legal age to buy lottery tickets in Ontario. She was on her way to visit her grandfather, and bring him some ice cream, the day she made her life-changing purchase. "I called him on the phone asking what kind of ice cream he wanted," she recalled. "And he said to me, 'You just turned 18, go buy a lotto ticket, test your luck.' So I did." Lamour stopped at the Circle K at Pine and McNab. "I got to the corner store and I'm in my car, and I didn't know how to buy it," she laughed. "So I had to call my dad. I said, 'Dad, Grandpa wants me to buy a ticket. How do I do it?' He's like, 'Oh, just go inside and get a quick pick.'" Her purchase turned out to be a $48 million case of beginner's luck. A part-time pharmacist's assistant at the Rexall on Trunk Road, Lamour was at work on Sunday, January 8, when the OLG issued a press release revealing that the winning $48 million ticket was purchased somewhere in the city. Her fellow employees were frantically checking their tickets. "Oh, I have one," Lamour told them, pulling out her ticket. Her boss checked it on his phone using the OLG app. "It came up. Winner, Gagnant," Lamour said. The pharmacist, his hands went to his head, he fell on his knees. He's like, "Oh my God." Her first call was to her mother. "She answered the phone and I was like, 'I won the lottery.'" Lamour recalled, mimicking her scream. "She's like, 'No you didn't.'" Dozens of OLG employees attended today's news conference, breaking into applause multiple times as Lamour recounted her amazing story. For many in the audience, and across the city, Lamour's identity was no mystery. Rumors immediately started to swirl on social media after the January 8 announcement, especially among local high school and university students, Lamour's peers. Within days, the winner's name and age were an open secret around town. "I hear that this is perhaps the worst-kept secret in all of Sault Ste. Marie," joked Duncan Hannay, OLG's president and CEO, before introducing Lamour. "I know it's a small community and word travels fast. But what I can tell you is that you don't know half the story. It's really a heartwarming and amazing story and I think you'll all be blown away when you hear it." A strong student and talented athlete, Lamour is a Superior Heights graduate and longtime member of the Steel City Ignite Volleyball Club. Now studying biology at Algoma University, her ultimate goal is to become a doctor. "I plan to continue with a four-year program," she said. "And I would love to attend the Northern Ontario School of Medicine and come back to practice in Northern Ontario." Again, the crowd cheered. One thing is certain. Now that she is a millionaire 48 times over, Lamour has a trusted person to turn to for financial advice. Her father, Kevin, is a longtime advisor who co-founded Our Financial Plans on Queen Street in 2018. Asked what she plans to do with all her newfound cash, Lamour said, "We're going to keep in mind family and friends, and figure out how best to support initiatives that benefit the community. But she needs some time," she says. "You know what, it's a lot," she said. "I have to think about it. We're definitely going to keep friends and family in mind. And tonight, I'm still a university student, so I'm planning on finishing my biology report."